right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his cereal.
And by the sound of that, you know it's time for Zombo's Deep Archive. Or if you don't know, well, it's still time for Zombo's Deep Archive, where me, Zombo, gets the old shows from way back when, 13 years ago, to be somewhat exact, and I replay them in my encore slot. My regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, is on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so we are going to go back to September the 11th, 2009, and see what was cooking then. So let's listen to that show as it was originally broadcast back then, being broadcast right now. This is like on the Cosmonauts, no crisis. We started off with Yes, the high fidelity version of Cool Disc Jockey. I finally got it.
And you know who got it for me? Me. Cool disc jockey, Boyd Bennett and his Rockets. Man, that's a great song. So now you're going to hear that song in high fidelity. After that was the Highway to Hell Polka. And then we heard the Knucklehead Polka by Baker and Whitfield. This is Like in the Cosmos because the first part of today's show is going to be celebrating the accordion, because that accordion pool party is going to be happening. That's coming up tomorrow. Holy moly. We've got where they emptied out the whole pool in Lawrenceville. That's right. And you guys ready? Can you hear him out there? Can you hear the accordions in the background? He's warming up. Got Rado in here and Susan from the... well, they'll explain everything. You know me, my short-term memory. Hey, you know what else is going on? You know what's going on this weekend? Crazy drive-in thing. That's right. There's a, you know about this drive-in movie thing? Is it Vandergriff or whatever? They're showing monster movies and horror movies tonight and tomorrow. Like a whole ton of them. Like Dusk Till Dawn. So I'll probably check that out. That should be fun. And then the Steel Town Shakedown is Saturday afternoon. So there you go. That starts around noon. And the Whips will be playing. So that should be cool. And then the accordion pool party. So one, I think the last huge, wonderful event of summer. And then, starting next week, I'm only going to I'm going to be 1 hour short. I'm going to be done at 2 o'clock starting next week, because I start Cedar Point playing monster music. And generally just doing that kind of business. This is the new Iggy Pop record. Yeah. It's the new Iggy Pop record. You guys ready? They're out there. They're just out there hanging out, having a time. So, yeah, I got to. They're just out there hanging out. They don't know that the party's in here. All right. They're on their way. So, anyhow, this is a new Iggy Pop record. This is a new Neil Young record. Just kind of getting these things rocking. So, Oh, man, you guys are moving in big time. You guys are armed. Those are beautiful instruments. Those are beautiful instruments. What kind do they have names?
Scandali, both of them. Actually, they're both mine.
Or is that the brand name? Or
it's
is that
the
what
brand
they're
name.
Called? Oh, wow, yeah, those are beautiful. Made, yeah. Danny, have you ever seen two Scandalis? Or Svengalis? I know you saw two Svengalis.
It's
one of the best, accordions produced by Scandali.
It is one of the best accordions. Scandali is the best accordions. Where are they made?
In Italy.
Italy.
Handmade in Italy.
Aww.
Purchased on eBay.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. That's the one. That's the one you blew out, right? You were working your magic and you blew it. Is that the one he blew out?
No, his own.
That was your own Scandali?
Yeah, he broke it.
This guy's breaking the accordions.
He's the accordion killer, we call
him. That's right. So, if you want to come up here and tell the folks a little about what's just for the few. Hey, Kenny Joe, you're not going to stick around for the festivities?
No,
you got a chance to be in the room with two Scandalis and a Svengali.
Just keep them playing for 20 minutes, and I'll be on the radio.
All right, here I'm on the radio. Yeah, I've got them on for a while. So what's going on?
Well, this Saturday from 4 until 7 o'clock in the empty swimming pool at 4700 Butler Street in Lawrenceville, we're having the accordion pool party. No water, just accordions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of parts to this event. One is we've got an all-accordion orchestra. We've got 20 accordionists that will be playing. We're going to be teaching folk dancing, kind of regular traditional kinds of dances, but from Greece and Italy and Spain. We've got some tangos, three different kinds of polkas, three different kinds of waltzes, line dances. And
so it's basically accordions around the world.
Accordions around the world. And the bigger issue is the city abandoned the pool, decommissioned it six years ago. And it was just full of garbage. And we cleaned it up, and we're having this party in the pool. And then we're going to start a whole series of community meetings with the city, with the support of Councilman Dowd and City Parks Director Dwayne Ashley and the mayor's office, and say, let's meet with the neighbors. If this can't be a pool, what can it be?
But yeah.
It's designated space for the recreation of the people of Lawrenceville, and it's not just a garbage pit.
You definitely picked out something to pique people's imagination.
Oh, yeah.
They say, you know, if they can put 20 accordions in that pool, Lord knows what I can do.
So that's great. So you actually tackled the high mark.
We did. Well,
you jumped right in the deep end.
My partner in this effort is Susan Englert, who's a wonderful artist.
You introduce yourself, by the way.
Oh, my name's Deborah Knox, and I'm the general manager and music director for the Accordion Pool Party.
And you brought?
I brought Rado Angelov with me, and he's a real Bulgarian. And
he's real? Can we touch him? Oh, my gosh. He's real.
And wonderful. He's been playing accordion since he was a kid, and he's serenading behind me right now.
He's good.
And we're both going to play for you as the day goes on. Absolutely.
Would you mind play something now, or you want to warm up? Or?
Yeah, you want to do something slow to warm up?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay, we're going to play, let me get my music out. Makedonska devojče, it means Macedonian girl. It's a really popular song through the Balkans, and we'll play it.
I was just in the Balkans, and, you know, this was on Top 40 Radio. It really was. I turn around and I go, hey, isn't that, what is that, Machiavellian girl? Macedonian guy?
Macedonian.
Something like that. But that was like, yeah, that's practical. I think Madonna covers that in Bulgaria, doesn't she?
Yeah.
The Bulgarian Madonna?
Yeah, Madonna actually just had a concert in Bulgaria. And it was great. A lot of people went to the concert.
Let's see.
Madonna,
there you go.
I think she sang something in Bulgarian.
Oh, that's neat. I think it was like Material Girl. It's a Bulgarian girl.
That's right. No, Macedonian girl.
Something like that. I'll take whatever I can get. So basically 20 accordion players in one pool, but
the show opens with the Guinea West African Drum and Dance Ensemble. They're an amazing, charismatic group. It's also very interactive. People are going to be in the pool dancing in the shallow end where it's nice and flat. And the drummers in the first act, and then later the accordion orchestra will be in what was the deep end, because the sound resonates off the sides of the pool.
That is totally monstrous.
All fun.
Ready? Excellent.
Actually, that song is it's called, you know, A Girl from Macedonia, and it's about, it says that that's the most beautiful girl in the world, Macedonian girl.
Really? Yeah. Do you believe that?
I do. They have it very nice.
Really? Where's Macedonia?
Macedonia.
I thought it was in Ohio.
South of Bulgaria. It's north of Greece.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Excellent. So, if you want to introduce the folks to yourself, that would be good.
Yes. Well, my name is Rado Angelov, and I hail from Bulgaria, and I'm really glad to be part of this show that we're going to have on Saturday. It's called the Accordion Pool Party, as already Debbie told you about it. And
what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I came here from Bulgaria, of course, in 92 to join the Duquesne University Tambourisms on a full scholarship.
Wow.
And it's been a wonderful experience. You know, we had over 80 shows a year, you know, for 4 years while I was studying.
You never played in the pool, though?
Never played in
tennis
the pool
court?
Before.
Tennis court? Basketball? Gymnasium? Arena?
No, like in a cage.
Okay.
You know, oh, UFC fighting.
The
yeah, I played the accordion.
Oh, that was totally monstrous.
I opened up a fight show.
That. You know?
I
can believe that. Sadly, I believe that. That is great. Great. And I don't know. What would you like to do next? Would you like to take a request from the audience? You're pretty, you're a versatile guy.
I mean, I can try, definitely.
You, I don't know if it's on your schedule, but boy, I'd love to hear your version of Mizzou. I heard you play that.
Oh, earlier. Really?
Yeah, I really like that. It's a great surf tune. Fabulous.
Random.
So as far as no, what's the origin? What's the origin of Jason of that song? Where did that come from?
This is a Greek song.
It's a Greek song. What does it mean?
Traditional Greek song.
I don't know.
You know what it means?
Someone could call in and tell us. I do know
what it means.
Do you
know what it means? It means, believe it or not, it means Egyptian woman.
Egyptian woman.
Yes.
Okay,
and supposedly it was kind of a racy thing too.
Uh-huh.
You know. That's just what I read about.
And it's probably a lot of people are familiar with that song from the movie Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, totally, totally. I've got some accordion songs I'd like to play for you. Where is it? Oh, here it is. This is amazing. I want to play this for you guys. It's a really. Are you familiar with Joanne Castle?
Joanne Castle?
She used to be the piano player on the Lawrence Welk show.
Oh, yeah.
She's a monster on the accordion. I'm going to play you her version of Tico Tico. It's really, all right, dig this. I think you might get a charge out of this. She's a monster.
Wow.
So let me get this fired up here for you. And by the way, the accordion pool party does happen this Saturday, starting at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Great. Is there any place on the web where they can get information?
You can go to accordionpoolparty.org. We have our own Facebook page.
Yay.
And park across the street at the Teamsters Temple. They've given us their lot for the day. And bring your own chair.
There you go. Check this. Thank you.
his butt is having fun with Bodie Meets Accordion.
I was frightened, now I say I'm in tight. These dancing ghosts are lots of fun, they must be polka guys.
Well, come on in, step inside. In the house is polka time. Ghosts agree, it's a gas. Better than that monster mash. Listen to that dapple beat. Dance if you're dead on your feet. Everybody's hopping around to that spooky polka pound.
We go. And that was the King Dapper combo with the Haunted House Polka. Yay! We are Dust Furlines with Nix Nine Frankenstein and Joanne Castle with Tico Tico. And I have Dado and Deborah here from the Accordion Pool Party, which is happening. This is so astounding. I mean, have you been getting kind of like, what kind of feedback have you been getting on this?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, once we kind of got the word out, you have to appreciate we've been talking about this for about 2 years. We really got geared up in March, April of this year. And once people got over the questioning of you're going to do what in the pool, water, kind of conceptually what we were going to do, everyone thinks it's a great idea.
I know.
It's just too much fun.
Like I'm thinking, you just got to open your brain a little
That's
bit.
Right.
And you have to really.
We had to get the city officials to open their brains a little bit, too.
Because when I first heard, it was like accordion pool party. That sounds like that could be a recipe for something crazy, and it actually is amazing. And so it's inside the pool, but yeah, it's emptied out.
It's emptied out. We cleaned.
But you're using it for. How did you did dress rehearsal last
week? We did. We had dress rehearsal on Saturday. We're really glad this is not going to be so hot tomorrow, where the weather gods are smiling on us mm-hmm. in a big way. And it was really fun to. We've been rehearsing at Keith Cochran's architecture studio in Lawrenceville. It's been great. He gave us the space. We've been in the same room working together like twice a week since all through July
wow,
and August.
Excellent.
And, you know, the music just sounds so good right now. But to translate that into the pool was a big change for the musicians and for me and for everybody.
So you're having vendors? You're having vendors?
Oh, yeah, there. We have wonderful vendors. First of all, the Boys and Girls Club, which is right next door, they're going to be. There's going to be a whole row of vendors. They're going to be having little pizzas and hot dogs and bottled water and chips and candy. And then River Moon Cafe is coming in. They're going to have lots of finger food empanadas and egg rolls and wraps. And Dozen Cafe is coming with some sweets, of course, and mm-hmm. a few appetizers. And Perk Me Up Coffee House is bringing some goodies as well.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. This is low key.
It's such a feel-good event.
Absolutely. Kids are free.
Oh, wow.
Seniors are free. And everyone else
are
asking.
Are giving away kids for free? I don't want
really,
any.
Really? No, I am.
Oh, kids get in
I already
for,
did. Yeah.
Just said kids are free.
No, the kids get in for free.
Good.
Oh,
okay.
And for kids we have, and grown-ups too, we got a whole bunch of sidewalk chalk. And people
oh, and
can,
you got that photographer too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The photographer guy. R.A., he's going to have, like, you can dress up and hold a real accordion and get your portrait done there.
Like a vintage portrait.
A vintage portrait. He'll be there. And people will be able to draw on the sides of the pool. Maybe we'll make a mural with sidewalk chalk.
That's really beautiful. And all these things just happen to happen in Lawrenceville. You know, art all night, the accordion pool party, the art goes bowling, all of these great things that are just kind of like, no other. I can't see any section of the city doing something this crazy.
Maybe we're just a little more active, but I believe that lots of neighborhoods feel enthusiastic and have as much pride as we do in our community. But our community's working really hard to get healthy, and many parts of it are, and some of the parts aren't so healthy. And this was a way to do some serious urban planning and have a lot of fun at the mm-hmm. same time.
So once again, it's the accordion pool party. It's happening this Saturday, 3 to 7.
3 to 7. We end towards evening.
And it's in Leslie. What do you used to call it? Leslie Pool?
It's the Leslie Park Pool. It's between the Allegheny Cemetery and the Boys and Girls Club.
Do you want to play something? He's just itching.
He can't help.
I know. It's in your blood. Well, take it away. All yours. Nicely done, nicely done. Do you write any music?
I improvise a lot. I write some stuff. I wrote Octavo Horo, which is like a straight, you know, folk dance in Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, dedicated to my brother.
So any of your family?
I call it Brothers Horo.
You know? Any of your family play instruments?
My mom used to play accordion mm-hmm. when she was younger, in her teens. And other than that, my brother used to play some trumpet,
mm-hmm.
like when he was in high school. But other than that, it's just me, really. Everybody dropped out.
Yeah. Well, hey, you're just stuck. And obviously, it's just something you just can't. It's just part of you, right?
Yes, it's part of me. I put that on. No matter if I'm depressed or I'm going through, some hard times. I put this on and I feel the best.
Yeah, that's good. You want to kick out something else for us? What the hell? Something slow and sultry, maybe a tango or something?
Well, you want to do like how about some cha-cha?
Yeah, like whatever that is. Dance. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Okay. And I'm going to jazz it up a little bit for you guys.
All right.
I just showed Rada her picture this morning, and
she's smitten. Because
I told him she's single.
I already asked her if I can, ask her daughter out. She's okay with that.
So there you go.
It's up to her.
Give it a trial.
Recording's a good way, though. Hey, real good shortcut to somebody's heart is with the accordion. Excellent. And what was the piece you just played? That was gorgeous.
That was just a belly dance piece. You know? It's just like Greek and Bulgarian. It's like from that region, like a Balkan. You know,
Gypsy cha-cha. Now, believe it or not, a lot of my listeners are no strangers to polkas.
Oh, right.
Actually, every week, and you know who you are out there, they request this polka song every week, and I was playing it for a while. Now I'm going through the alphabet, and it's been weeks since I played the Wiener Dog Polka.
Okay.
You know what? Have you heard it?
I haven't.
You haven't?
I have.
Is it like, who let the dogs out?
No. Not in so many words. I'll play it for you guys, but it's basically one of the most popular things I play on my show. So that's kind of why. So I thought I'd play for you. And then I'm going to follow it up with an accordion song from India.
A
Bollywood accordion song. Okay. So this is, ladies and gentlemen, you know you've waited 14 weeks to hear this song. All rise for the Pittsburgh National Anthem, the Wiener Dog Polka, and the band is Polka Side. You're listening to Zombo here. Till noon o'clock, we got these wonderful polka folks. And then we go to the Leather N.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is it?
Hey, boys and girls, do you know what that sound is? That's my wiener dog. He wants to come out and play with you. Come here, wiener dog. Come here. Oh, my, how you've grown. Come here, little fella. That's right, boys and girls. Now we're going to do the Wiener Dog Polka.
In the end.
Melvin Kovsnovsky, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWB, Mexico City, CSCH, North Bay, Ontario, LV10, Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
All right, hey, you know what? I'd rather hear it. And I tell you, I'm going to take full advantage of you. You're going to help me out with one of my most popular PSAs. My public service announcement that the kids wait every week to hear me talk about. They say, when is Zombo going to do Old Economy Village? Well, my friends, that time is right now. And I'm going to be, for the first time, we get the right proper backing for this. So, Old Economy Village. That's what I'm talking about. It was founded in 1824, a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA. Restored buildings are furnished from collections from the Harmony Society. That's right, Old Economy Village. That's what I'm talking about. A German communal group known for its industrial prosperity and textiles, manufacturing, railroads, vine making. Visitors may visit and meet traditional tradesmen, perform historic chores, view formal gardens, paintings, and tools. The site is open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 9 to 5, Sundays noon to 5. For more information, call 724-266-45-KABILLION or go to oldeconomyvillage.org. Old Economy Village, that's what I'm talking about. Excellent job. Can I have something slow? Can I have something slow and sad? Because right now we're going to be talking about homeless animals. So if you could help me with this. That's gorgeous. I love it. See? It's great. It's like having my own orchestra in here. This is great. So I want to tell folks about animal friends. Okay? And homeless pets. Aw, that sad music makes me want to go adopt a doggy right now. I don't know about you. Adopting a homeless pet from animal friends will change your life for the better. Pets offer us companionship, make us healthy by encouraging us to walk and play. Pets make us well by making us laugh. You can meet adoptable dogs, cats, pets, rabbits by visiting thinkingoutsidethecage.org. Animal friends. That's an excellent, excellent. Now give me another shot of Old Economy Village. Old Economy Village, that's what I'm talking about. Fabulous, thank you. So, Deb, if you'd like to step up to the mic and tell the folks a little bit more, give them another heads up while all this crazy stuff is happening.
Well, we're here to talk about the accordion pool party, which is tomorrow, Saturday, September 12th.
That's kind of exciting, finally around the corner.
We're a little numb with all the last minute preparations and the fact that it's finally happening. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be such a wild, whimsical, strangely poetic event.
So basically, how it all came to culmination, someone was walking by the pool and they said, what can we do?
Not quite. Susan Englert, wonderful local artist and architect and good friend. We worked together for a long time and we both live in the neighborhood. We met for coffee one morning at Dozen. And Susan had this idea of building a sculpture in the pool so that when people were driving by, it would look like somebody had just done a cannonball into the water.
Aww.
And I thought that was really a neat idea. And then we ended up going up to the pool site and walking around and thinking, well, what else could we do in here? And music and an art installation. And at that time, I'd been taking accordion lessons with Steve Pellegrino, crazy contractor / performance art guy who a couple years ago did 22 Drywall Macbeth, which was a must-see in the local theater scene. Anyway, so we got the idea of, we got down there with some accordions. We got onto the site with the help of Elaine Zelmanoff from Patrick Dowd's office and played the accordion, and there's a nice kind of echo off the walls. Not like a bathroom echo, but
Reverb,
but gentle. Thought, well, what if we had a whole bunch of accordions? And we all knew a lot of accordion players. And
doesn't everybody?
Yeah, it's a 1 degree of separation in Pittsburgh, I think, with accordion players. So we just put that together. We started writing grant proposals, and first couple, we weren't funded. And then all of a sudden, we got funding from Sprout Fund, you know, Moving Beyond Murals, and Lawrenceville Corporation and the Main Streets program. And all of a sudden, we had enough money to pay the music. Everyone's getting paid. That was like a big, our MC, the musicians.
Yeah.
And that was really important to me. And we just kind of moved forward from there and started the permitting process with the city, getting insurance, all that, the business end of things. Meanwhile, started rehearsing. So it's just kind of snowballed, really, since April, May, we got the funding. And it's been, as they say, a full court press since then.
That's exciting.
It's just the most fun. And the musicians are really having a great time because accordionists tend to be kind of a solitary bunch, you know. We start playing and sometimes people move away. We're the only one in the room.
I don't know about that.
Well, but to be in a room with, you know, 18 or 19 of your buddies is really fun. Mm-hmm. And we just hoop and holler, so it's really fun.
Excellent. So. And you were actually saying that this is a good event for people who go to just want to have an idea to do something with the space, too.
Right, absolutely.
See this kind of event, and hey, I can...
Well, I'm hoping people will take our idea and maybe translate it into something else in an unused space in their neighborhood. You know, the possibilities are limitless. Mm-hmm. And if someone needs help kind of maneuvering through the city bureaucracy, Susan and I would be happy to help them with that.
I've already got an idea for next year.
You do?
Yeah.
What's that?
I am thinking of having an all-instrumental surf party there. All the bands that play like...
Like Dick Dale.
And have bands like that play inside the pool. That's what I'm thinking for next summer.
I think that
it's pretty
conceptually.
Because that's the whole reverb thing, and there's no shortage of, instrumental roots rock people, and you just drop them down in the pool and play.
That'd be a good idea.
Well, something to think about.
Do that.
Ukuleles are good, too.
Oh, yeah, they are. But... maybe by next year that pool site will be something else.
Mm-hmm.
If not a pool, maybe a skate park or a concert venue or something to really serve the neighborhood.
Yeah, it'd be like almost like Hollywood Bowl. You know, they have that thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the underground, the Pittsburgh version.
But it's not for us to decide. It's for the neighbors to decide.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a neighbor, but...
Would you like to step up and do another tune for us? What do you got in mind?
How about some Bulgarian flower?
All right, whatever he said.
I'm ready to do.
All right, take it away, Chief.
I'm going to mix it up a little bit with different visions. Thank you.
Fantastic. Hey, you all right? You take a deep breath. Well, takes a lot out of you, yeah, doesn't it? Takes a lot of wind.
You know, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah. Now, well, as far as the accordion pool party, what are you doing as far as?
I'm playing the accordion.
No, I know, but are you doing a solo piece? Are you with a group of folks?
Yes, I'll be doing a solo, mm-hmm. and I haven't settled down on what exactly I'm going to play, but it's probably going to be a Childish Monty,
mm-hmm.
a piece that, you know, everybody's familiar with, and it's like, you know, kind of like a gypsy Eastern European. You know,
that's a good thing. Are you going to be in the pool, or are you going to wander around through the day?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's
I might swim, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, actually, he's also going to be playing a Pravo Horo similar to what he just played with Lynette Garland,
mm-hmm.
who's with the Balkan Babes and Kafif and Eastern Watershed.
That one's one heck of a show. That was fun. We're going to get more into that. This is a rebroadcast. This was great when I had the accordion people in before they had the big accordion pool party back in 2009. At the Lawrenceville Leslie Park Pool. I think the week before I kind of plugged the show too. So it was just really an amazing thing. And there was, I guess, a documentary out on it somewhere, probably on the YouTubes. But that was a lot of fun having accordion guys in the studio and gals and accordion music. And 13 years ago, man. That's a bit of time. So once again, this is Zombo's Deep Archive, and I am playing show from September the 11th, 2009, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and I have my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join me, won't you? But this is really nice going back into time and playing shows from about 13 years ago. Let's dig in and see what else was happening that day.
And music director in her own right. But they're going to be playing a duet of this so that the international folk dancers can go crazy.
Wow.
For a few minutes.
No, and you have any belly dancers?
Are we going to have some? I don't know.
Many of us have bellies.
Can we invite some right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
If any belly dancers are listening,
I know a lot of belly
dancers.
Please come
to the show and
dance. I know a lot of belly dancers.
Oh, really?
I do.
Well,
I really
please,
do.
Because I'm single.
Really? Man. See? Well, all right. It won't be for long. Don't worry. And then you're going to be complaining that you're married. Don't.
We don't want that to happen.
Nah. But hey, this is so nice to have you guys here and having this whole event. And you know, you got me in the mood to play a belly dance too.
You know, I want you. Yeah, you want me to do one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll follow up with one too. I got a really good one.
You want to play one right now?
Well, it's up to you. You need to catch your breath.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and you play.
So these guys are coming to town here pretty soon. You ever heard the Red Elvises?
Yes, I have, actually. Okay. They're like a punk band?
Yeah, sort of, kind of. They do a really good belly dance tune. And you're listening to Zombo here on WRCT. Let's do it.